The last time flugelhorn player and composer Dimitri Matheny visited the Bright Moments Cafe, he brought his album Jazz Noir, whose tunes you've heard frequently here, including his musical spoken word pieces Crime Scenes and Film Noir. That album was his first release after moving to the Pacific Northwest town of Centralia, halfway between the Emerald and the Rose, as he likes to say about his location between Seattle and Portland. It didn't take long for that 2016 move to be rewarded, because Seattle's Earshot Jazz named him Jazz Instrumentalist of the Year, and that's quite an honor since our region is loaded with excellent artists, and some of them appear on his new album, Cascadia. In fact, he's currently on a Pacific Northwest tour to celebrate its release, and it will land him in Portland on Saturday, July 16, at the Jack London Review. We'll be talking about that album with him soon, but first, let me remind you that this protege of the late Art Farmer appears on 120 recordings, and this new album, Cascadia, is his 12th as a leader. And though the pandemic put a temporary halt to his life on the road, Mr. Matheny has made a career out of touring, playing more than 100 concerts a year and taking him to 19 countries. He still finds time for work as an educator and advocate for the arts, too. And his compositions, besides the tunes that appear on this CD, span the jazz, pop, symphonic, choral, chamber, and world music genres, and some of them have been featured in such feature-length films as Shade. Welcome, Dimitri Matheny. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Lynn. Good to be here.
Well, let's just jump right into talking about your new CD, Cascadia. And so you can tell us, what inspired you to put together this album celebrating the region?
Well, I should say that when we, to be completely candid, when we first went in the studio a year ago, November, it was during the shutdown, it was toward the end of it, and we had a collection of songs, some things that I'd written, some new things, and other favorite material. I had a piece by pianist Bill Enschel that I very much wanted to do. And I hadn't realized how they all seemed to be of a piece. They all seemed to suggest that theme when we began the project. But as we went along, we had some discussions about it, about the Northwest and what makes it special and what makes the scene here different. And actually referenced your book, Rhythm in the Rain. I know you talk about in the introduction to that book and later in there, you talk about the types of people that are drawn to this area and the kinds of creatives that we have. And you even got into some of the poetics and the descriptions of the kind of music we make in the upper left. And I feel like we kind of embrace that idea with this recording.
You write in a press release that there's an aspirational sense of place here in the upper left, and I believe, you say, our music reflects this life-affirming ethos. So tell us a little bit about how music reflects such a thing, and then we'll listen to the title tune and hear it for ourselves.
Right on. Well, back in the day, they had the territory bands. And, if you were traveling to Kansas City, somebody would say to you, oh, if you're in Kansas City, you got to check out Jay McShann, And these days, we're living in this global world and we're all sharing the same popular culture and, our accents and everything. Everything's kind of melding. But there still is a sense that artists and musicians kind of are in dialogue with the landscape where they are. Definitely, Christian McBride, for example, talks about, the Philly sound and the Detroit sound. And our mutual friend Daryl Grant, he had an album called The Territory where he talked about the French concept of terroir and wine growing. And basically the feeling is you cannot help but be influenced by the people and the weather and the landscape and the terrain of where you are. And of course, here in the Northwest, we have, the evergreen trees and the healing waters and the rain and the waterfalls. And there's definitely a kind of a life-affirming aspect to the bioregion. But also, I feel like the kinds of musicians who move here are looking for a different pace, a different way of interacting both with one another and with the audience. You know, one of the ways to express it is just by pointing out what it's not. I remember when a friend of mine moved here from New York, he said, you know, I don't understand this. I come into the session, I bring my New York vibe, and everyone's smiling at me and walking over and shaking my hand and introducing themselves because I'm not used to that, you know. But that's part of it, too. It's more of a positive, you know, sense of community, I think.
Thanks. Dimitri Matheny here in the Bright Moments Cafe. And this is the title tune from his new album, Cascadia. And Cascadia, by the way, means the land of falling water.
Thank you.
That was the title track from Dimitri Matheny's new CD, Cascadia. He's on an album release tour that will bring him to Portland's Jack London Review on Saturday, July 16, and he's with you now here in the Bright Moments Cafe. So, Dimitri, let's talk about this tour and all the tours you make all the time, it seems. To promote this new album, you're performing in Port Townsend, North Bend, Seattle, Anacortes, Lincoln City, Salem, Yakima, Ashland, and Olympia. And when that's over, you'll undoubtedly be on the road somewhere else. So tell us, what's it like to travel like you do, playing a different city almost every night and often with different sidemen? And why have you chosen this route?
That's a great question. Well, when I was growing up, my dream was based on kind of a infrastructure that existed for Miles Davis in 1959. You know, I imagined that my quintet would pile into the tour bus and we would spend 2 weeks in Philadelphia and 2 weeks in Chicago and 2 weeks, you know. And, you know, the local record store owner would be our celebrity master of ceremonies and the, you know, and you know, who knew that in the interval in between that, you know, jazz record stores and jazz radio and jazz touring and so much would be so different now than it was. I mean, mostly it's one nighters now, even for the heavyweights like Herbie Hancock, you know, it's no longer a thing of being in residence in a community for that long. And also it's cost prohibitive to take a band on the road. You can get an anchor date, like a big festival or a big multidisciplinary performing arts presenter. And that will pay the freight to get a band somewhere. And then you need to book a lot of little things around it. I quickly learned that I was able to make a living if I just really downscaled and worked with regional rhythm sections and musicians in different countries and different parts of the country. Art Farmer did that. He lived in Vienna, Austria, and he would come over and he'd come to Northern California and pick up a San Francisco rhythm section and tour all over the northern states. And then he'd go down to L.A. and he'd have his L.A. band and he'd do the same thing. And one of the things that struck me when I would listen to these guys, they always sounded so polished and so rehearsed. And I've seen his music and they're just little sketches. And I knew that they hadn't rehearsed. So I couldn't figure it out. And I remember asking him, I was like, you know, how do you do that? You just fly into a place and you show up at the gig and everybody sounds great. And what's the secret? And he said, well, Dimitri, if you find that you're the smartest cat in the room, you're in the wrong room. So I kind of took that to heart, you know, just hire the very best musicians you can and give them a lot of freedom. And take credit for all their excellent work.
Well, you're with flugelhorn player and composer Dimitri Matheny here in the Bright Moments Cafe. He's on a tour to introduce his new CD, Cascadia, that will bring him to Portland's Jack London Review on Saturday, July 16. And here's another Matheny original from that CD, Evergreen Girl. Thank you. You're listening to Evergreen Girl from Dimitri Matheny's new album, Cascadia. You can order it from his website or stop by the Jack London Review on July 16 to hear the music live. Well, Dimitri, many of the tunes on this new CD are your originals, and you seem to have a knack for memorable melodies. Take the tune Geneva, covered by the likes of pianist Amina Figueroa. So tell us, what are the characteristics of a Dimitri Matheny composition like the one we just listened to, Evergreen Girl?
Oh, that's a great question. I find that the process of writing music, you know, you can come at it from many different directions in terms of inspiration, but I almost always begin with melody. I'll have a melody in my mind's ear. I'll be singing it to myself. I sing it in the shower. And I've learned to go up to my friends and fellow musicians and be like, okay, listen up. Did I write that? Or have you heard that before? The reason being that on my very first recording, there's a song that I thought that I wrote, and I absolutely was very proud of it. And my best friend from childhood called me up and was like, you know that recording, Red Reflections, you know that one tune? Go to 7 minutes and 13 seconds. When was the last time you saw the movie The Silver Streak? And I was like, I don't know. I was 12 years old. Richard Pryor. Yeah. He goes, I want you to watch that movie again and go to this. And I listen. And sure enough, I had this, you know, this melody that I was so proud of. And here is a scene. This is a runaway bus or train or something, and it's a samba, and it goes boo ba 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 up, and literally the exact same notes in the exact same order. And the only difference is theirs was like a double time samba and mine was a ballad. I think it was even in the same key, which just goes to show you that everything you ever hear or experience is in there, and it might come out. So I almost don't want to take credit for my compositions. They rely so much on all of the wonderful recordings I've heard over the years and the musicians that I've borrowed from. But I would say that in my heart of hearts, I'm a frustrated singer. When I play my horn, I'm really wanting to be like a vocalist. And when I write melodies, I try to write something that I would enjoy playing and that people might want to sing along with, you know.
Wow, Dimitri Matheny here in the Bright Moments Cafe. Thanks very much for that interesting take on your compositions. So, one exception, however, to the originals on this new album, Cascadia, is a tune you don't hear played much by jazz artists, Wichita Linemen. So why did you include that one?
What a beautiful, brilliant masterpiece of a composition that song is. It's a gorgeous melody. It's gorgeous harmony, interesting form. The lyrics are beautiful. Jimmy Webb said famously that it's a song about a ordinary man thinking extraordinary thoughts, you know, which I love that description of it. I like to believe that jazz is more of a process than a genre. In other words, if a song has good bones, if it's got, you know, melody, harmony, rhythm, form, nuance, phrasing, articulation, all these things, if these elements of a song and you like it, then it's a good vehicle for improvisation. You can put some blues up in there. You can add a little bit of syncopation and add some improvisation. And, you know, you can give a jazz treatment to just about any song if it's a strong song. This was a favorite song of my father's. The album Cascadia is dedicated to my father, William Douglas Matheny, who we called Daddy Bill. And Daddy Bill died during the shutdown, so I wasn't able to share this with him. But I think about him every time I play this song because it was a favorite song of his.
Let's hear what Mr. Matheny and his bandmates have done with that Glen Campbell tune. Wichita Lineman here. I'm Lynn Darroch, and you're in the Bright Moments Cafe with Dimitri Matheny. You're listening to Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn and Bill Anschel on piano, along with tenor saxophonist Adam Harris and Portlanders Michael Rayner on drums and Eric Gruber on bass. They play the Jack London Review on July 16. Dimitri, thank you for joining us today to help turn the Bright Moments Cafe into Cascadia, the land of falling waters.
I am absolutely delighted. I love your show. I love your writing. I love your word jazz.
Thanks, Dimitri. Safe travels.
Thank you.